Now that Wyoming science standards are encouraging kids to make up their own minds about climate change, a group of Laramie middle schoolers tackled the issue of the environmental impacts of energy development in Wyoming. We handed off the microphone to young reporters Zarin Homer and Sam Alexander.
Three, two, one, go!
I'm Zarin. To understand how energy works, we built some wooden cars and put tiny solar panels on them to power their gears.
And I'm Sam. Then we tried racing them. Here's our friend Zane.
One of the solar cars looks like it's having trouble. One of the engines isn't working. Oh, Anna's started going again.
We built these solar cars because we're learning about all different kinds of energy. Coal, wind, solar, and coal bed methane.
Our teacher, Mr. Panel, told us Wyoming produces all those kinds of energy, and he asked us this question.
How does the state of Wyoming connect into the climate change thing? Like, why is Wyoming even relevant in the climate change discussion?
So we started talking about the answer. There's a rally going on outside our school on the campus of the University of Wyoming that had to do with fossil fuels.
Natcha heat the tea.
Water is life!
Natcha heat the tea.
Water is life!
Natcha heat the tea.
So we went to it and met a Northern Arapaho activist from Wyoming named Micah Lott, who's been protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline. Lott says if that pipeline breaks, it could ruin Wyoming's rivers too.
Water is precious, and we're nothing without water. We all need water to live. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
If you said today that your water was gross, you know, you turned on the faucet and it started coming out yellow and black, wouldn't you want to do something about it?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do something about it before it happens than when it already happened?
After the rally, we thought, screw oil, screw fossil fuels. It's ruining our water and our air. Well, then we interviewed John Pope. He owns WellDoc, an energy service company. Pope agrees that bad technology like broken pipelines hurts the environment, and that's why his company is working to invent better technology.
Pope says this is really important because nations with more access to energy have less war, less abuse, and less slavery.
Places that have more energy do those things in a more enlightened way, no doubt about it. So that makes you want to create energy availability. Right? The problem you have is energy availability also creates environmental destruction. Right? So you have these two things that are in conflict.
So after talking with Pope, we interviewed a lot of experts and did other research, and we started to realize that Wyoming's energy economy, it's a little bit sweet, a little bit sour. It's kind of like those solar cars we built.
It's cool that they run on sunlight that doesn't hurt the environment, but they don't work that well.
We came up with lots of ideas on how to make the cars better and how to turn them into real cars. Here's one by our friend Tommy.
I think that maybe it would be cool to like put solar panels on like the top of your garage and then like make a generator in your garage and then like plug it into your car. And so then like you can just make your own energy and have an electric car. So two bonuses.
But what if you don't have sun that day?
And you can't drive at night.
Use a bicycle.
That's the idea.
But as you can hear, there's a lot of disagreement. We didn't agree on Wyoming's priorities either. Here's Eden.
You don't need to have money. You should make it the number one priority to be helping the planet, not getting money, which is actually counterproductive.
We're able to go to school right now because of the money that our economy is making. And we need money to help the environment.
Coal is going to go away someday. It is not a renewable resource. And we have to learn to, like, the Wyoming government has to learn to cope with that, and they need to find alternate sources of energy, like solar power and wind energy.
That was Anna and Rowan. Here's something we did agree on, that Wyoming kids benefit greatly from all the money that comes from the energy industry, like the brand new $80 million Laramie High School that coal bonuses help pay for.
In a couple years, we'll be driving our own cars to that school.
So yes, our herd is proud of where we come from and who we are.
It's just that as we start getting a taste of our future, we can't tell if it's sweet or sour. In Laramie, Wyoming, I'm Zarin Homer.
And I'm Sam Alexander.